Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Tonight in Ephesians in the fourth chapter, we'll start in the first verse. And we have about six verses to read tonight. If you will, let's stand in reverence of the reading of the Word tonight. We'll try to get started. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Heavenly Father, tonight, just as humbly as we know how, just for a couple of minutes, Lord, will you hide us behind the cross? Just help us, Lord, just to be a willing mouthpiece and a vessel to bring forth your word tonight as you give it to us, dear Heavenly Father. We love you and praise you and thank you for all the many blessings bestowed upon us, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we do humbly pray. Amen. You may be seated. I got the just reading and thinking, and this thought come to mind, and I know a lot of times this message may come backwards because I got the thought before I got the scripture. Sometimes I just and the thought is the call this evening. That's kind of, if you need a title, just put it the call. So I'm going to ask you a question tonight. How will you answer the call? I want you to think about that tonight. I want you to look around at this stuff. And I brought this not to advertise for the rescue squad or the fire department, so don't take it that way, and not to do what we do. You know, we just try to volunteer and help when we can. We don't always get to go, but we do try to help the community as we can. You know, I didn't know it the other night, but actually Gavin was on the other end of a 911 telephone call that I ended up taking. Didn't know. Didn't have a clue. He said, while we were on the phone together, I'm going through my protocol list. He said, hey, you sound like somebody I go to church with. You don't hear that on a 911 call very often, Stan. So, you know what, I just got to thinking, and I was trying to place it, and finally it come together. So, you know what, I'm glad that God put that together, that I was able to answer that call for Gavin, if you have it that way. So tonight, how are you going to answer that call? A couple of things, and like I say, we won't be long before you tonight, and most of everything up here is just to keep your attention. Okay, because if you like me, if you don't have something sometimes to keep my attention, you lose me. I'm just being honest. Is anybody like that? Am I the only one? I see a few heads nodding, but I ain't seen nobody honest enough to raise their hand. There's a couple of hands. But you know what I'm talking about tonight? And we may do just a little bit more teaching than we do preaching. I don't know. We'll just try to go with the Lord tonight. But you know what I got to thinking about is walking in that call. Because in verse number 1, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. I looked up that the word vocation just means calling. So it's walk worthy of the calling that we're called. So if you're born again, child of God here tonight, you're called to do something. You know what? You might not be called to be a pastor. You might not be called to be a preacher. You might not be called to be a teacher. You might not be called to be a musician. You might not be called to be a singer. But can I tell you something tonight? We're all called to do something. You know what? We can tell somebody about the goodness of God. The preacher's done said it. Invite two people to church Sunday. I won't be here Sunday, so I desire your prayers. We're going to back up to Elkhorn Sunday, so y'all pray for us up there. Won't be here with you, but can I tell you something? I appreciate this church and the prayers. You know what? So let's do what the pastor's asked us to do. Go out Thursday night. Go out tomorrow night. Invite somebody. That's your call. You have been called, so how are you going to answer it tonight? How are we going to answer it tonight? Are we going to step up to that call? I want to tell you a couple of things, and three little points. It's just a three-point message tonight, if you have it that way. And I'm going to work on this water as we go, so I won't be up here too long. But the first point I want to bring out to you is, you know what? You see this right here? Does everybody know what this is? It's a radio. It's a walkie-talkie. You know what? This is no good staying until we turn it on. Until we turn it on. I did turn that on. I don't know if you'll hear it in a minute or not. But anyway, that is turned on. I'm going to set that right there just for demonstration. But you know what? The first thing we got to do tonight is we got to turn on. We got to turn on. What do you mean, preacher? You know what? We got to turn our ears on tonight. We got to hear what thus saith the Word of God says. We got to hear what the preacher is trying to preach when he's up here every service. You know what? If we have a visiting preacher, we need to hear what thus saith the Word. So we're going to have to turn on tonight. You know what? Too many times we come into church and we sit down and we fellowship. When the service starts, we sit down and clam up. Guilty. Guilty. I'm just telling you my heart this evening. Too many times, you know what, instead of getting excited about church, you know what, some that was here that Saturday or whatever, the man of God was up there saying, every time we come into church, Stan, we ought to be excited. And I'm not picking on Stan. He's just one that I know right there. He's sitting on the front row, so he may be called on a lot tonight. But you know what, I appreciate my brother Stan, but you know what, we ought to be excited, children. Teenagers, you ought to be excited tonight to be in the house of God. You know why? Because there's a God that loves us. There's a God that saves us. There was a God that gave His only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins, Brother Gavin. You know what? So we've got something to be excited about. You know what? We've got something. And if it wasn't known, we wouldn't have heard that, would we? But you know what? Tonight, have you turned on tonight? Do you need to start over? Do you need to start back over and turn on tonight? So that you'll know what's going on tonight. You know what? I had to. I'll be honest with you. I had to. Last night I studied. I wrestled with this message. I was like, Lord of mercy, Lord, you give me the thought. But I looked and I hunted Scripture. Word. When you preach the Word, you're supposed to be able to back it up with Scripture, right, church? So, God, give me the Scripture. It's going to take you. I can't find it. God, it's going to take you. And He gave me this right here out of the Word of God. So, you know what? We'll try to move on. I want to bring out one point real quick. This says, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. You know what? I got to thinking about that. And I believe it was Brother Jonathan said the other night, he liked to run references. So I'll run a reference, you know, off of that right there. And it says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. What's that workmanship mean? The degree of skill which product is made or a job done. Can I tell you something? When somebody tells you you're worthless, let me tell you you're priceless. You know why? Because you was made by the workmanship of the hand of God. You know what? Because He created each and every one of us. He holds our breath of life in Him. He breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of Adam. Can I tell you something? That's what it's going to take tonight. It's to understand we are the workmanship of Christ tonight. So tonight, if you hadn't already, let's turn on tonight. Not about me being up here, because it's nothing. I'm nothing without God. So I'm going to tell you something. It's not about me being up here. If you can forget that I'm standing here, look around, look for God tonight, okay? I don't want you to see Ramsey up here. I want you to see God up here. I want you to see that there's a calling. Maybe there's a calling on somebody's life tonight that God's wanting you to answer. I don't know what it may be, but somebody, maybe it's me, church. So y'all help me pray about that I'd be right in the center of God's will, that I'll answer the call when it's my turn to be called, that I'll be turned on, and I'm going to try to move on to point number two. Can I tell you something? With this right here, after you turn on, you got to tune in. You got to tune in, brother. Can I tell you something? This right here, this is where some of this is going to help you a little bit. This right here is the fire equipment, okay? All right? If I'm tuned in listening for a fire call, I got to get on the right channel. You know what? So y'all can like this or lump this, I guess, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. There's some things we need to lay down. We need to change some channels if you have it that way. We need to get on the right channel tonight. Just like with the rescue squad. If I'm listening for a rescue squad, it's on a different channel. So I've got to turn on and be monitoring that channel. Can I tell you something? So after we get turned on, we're going to have to get tuned in. So tonight, if you've turned on, it's time to tune in. Don't tune in to me, church. Let me tell you where you need to tune in to. It's right here. It's the Word of God. It'll help you tonight. It'll help each and every one of us tonight. You know what? That's what it's going to take. This world's like I've never seen it before. There's people here that's younger than I am. There's people here that's older than I am. If anybody in here has seen it like this before, would you see me out of church and tell me about it? Would you? I'm asking. I'm begging you. Hey, help me out right here. I'm trying tonight, you know, because I've never seen it like this, Gavin. I don't know, Brother Stan, how to tell them to get through this. You know what? A lot of times the elders of the church, the preachers, and they say, don't go this way because I've been this way. I know about this. Let me tell you something. What we've been through, we all went through this together. Heaven forbid it happens again. Maybe the next time around we can tell them what to do. Well, let me tell you something. We're all in this together. So it's tonight. It's up to us how we answer that call. Tonight we got to be turned on. We got to be tuned in. And I told you this will be quick. Number three, we'll move on here in just a minute. But I want to give you a couple of things back through these verses of scriptures before we get there. You know what we talked about? Getting turned on and getting tuned in. You know what? A whole lot of times we do. It talked about right here. It said in verse number two, it says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Forbearing one another. I'm going to put it in Ramsey terms. That just means I got to put up with Stan. Okay? But the same way, Stan's got to just put up with me. Because I'm going to tell you something tonight, children. There's some things that we're not going to agree on. There's some things that I'm going to let you down on, church, because I'm a man. It's not my intentions to, brother man. I want to try to be right in the center of God's will. But you know what? We're going to have to forbear one another. There's going to be a time, children, that one of you get down. Can I talk to the teenagers just for a minute? Because I was one a long time ago. But let me tell you something. There's going to be a time when you get down. You're going to need some help. You know what? One of these teenagers may make a wrong decision. That's not popular. That's not no, not mine. You better not say not mine. You better not, I'm here to tell you, you better not say not mine. Because let me mark her down, children. It will be yours. Aaron and Miss Bethany, not trying to bring you down. You're getting ready to bring one into this world. Have mercy on you. My prayers are with you. But I'm telling you something. Don't ever say it. Never be mine. Keep them in church. Can I tell you something? Answer the call of being a good parent. Keep them in the house of God. Raise them up. Bring them up in the church house. Can I tell you something? There's coming a day that they're going to give an account, Stan. When they reach that age of accountability, they're going to have to answer that call. I don't know. We're all over this call tonight. Maybe God's convicting their heart. Maybe tonight you've never been saved. He's calling after you tonight for salvation. You know what? It's up to you to answer that call. He's a gentleman tonight. He's going to stand and knock. Doorknob's on your side tonight. Maybe there's somebody, it's time that you stand up and do something for God. You've been wanting to. You ever had that feeling, I just want to do something for God. Just go ahead and do it tonight. Why not tonight? We got homecoming Sunday. We do. Old-fashioned day. Can I tell you something? If you're not saved tonight, why not get saved tonight and be ready for old-fashioned day come Sunday? Why not get turned on tonight? And then you can start tuning in. Can I tell you something? It's going to take a... God's going to have to tune us, so let him tune you tonight into the call that he wants you in tonight. But you know what? I got to thinking about that lowliness and the meekness and the long-suffering and forbearing and another one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in bond and peace. You're like, Lord of mercy, preacher, you're trying. We got to endure. Yes, sir, we got to endure. We got to endure one another. We got to endure the things of this world. But can I tell you something? That right there can be draining on you spiritually. It'll make you weak. You know what? If you leave this turned on long enough, you know what this right here will do? It'll get weak. The battery will get low. You know what? You know what? If your battery's low tonight, I'm going to switch over and use this. This is just a fire department pager. It just goes off when I've got it set to go off when we get a call. But you know what? When this right here gets low, it doesn't work, does it? You know what you got to do when it gets low? It's time to recharge. It's time to plug back into the charger. You know what's going to help you? And this right here helped me. It might not help none of y'all, but it sure helped me. You know, I know this is not plugged in, but you know what this right here is a representation of? When you get back on the charger tonight, what does it take to charge that? Power. You know where this plug's hooked up to? It's hooked up to the mainstream. Can I tell you something? It's hooked up to the power of God. So tonight, that's what it's going to take tonight, Brother Gavin. When we get weak, can I tell you something? It's okay. We need to admit, hey, I'm getting weak. I need to come back. I need to get hooked up to the charger. I need to get back in, hooked up to the power of God. I need to go where that's reaching back to the throne of grace. Can I tell you something? That's what it's going to take tonight. I can't get you there, church. You can't get there either. But can I tell you something? It's going to take God. That's what's going to happen. We're going to have to admit, Brother Stan, sometimes, we want to try to keep going and going and going. We get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. Till finally, you know what will happen with this right here? It won't hear the call. So tonight, children, maybe if somebody here, The altar's open at any time, okay? We'll give an invitation in a little bit, but I want to open the altar. It's open right now if you need to do business with God. Maybe somebody here tonight needs to answer the call. You know what? My battery is weak. I just need to recharge. You just need to get hooked up back on the throne of grace, if you will. You need to come back in and get your battery charged. Where are you going to get it charged? What better place than right here in the house of God? Right here through the Word of God. You're going to have to read. And I'm going to close on out here in just a minute. The last one. This is where all this other stuff comes into play. You know what? Now, we've turned on. We've tuned in. You know what it's time for now? Now it's time to come to training. It's time to come to training. How do you think tonight? How do you think tonight? Verse 4, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord. One faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So let me ask you a question tonight. How are we going to come together? I'm just going to ask a question. Anybody in the fire, rescue, or EMS service tonight? Retired? Got about 3 or 4. Let me ask you something tonight. You run a call and never be trained? Do you? Let me ask you a question. How many of you all would run into a burning building just right now? Would you? I'm going to tell you what, I'm too old to be running into the burning buildings. I'm going to let somebody else. But can I tell you something? I've got to know how to put this gear on. You know what? We've got to know. We're in the book of Ephesians, just a little bit over there. There's the full armor of God. Can I tell you something? This gear don't fit quite as well as it did. Y'all don't laugh. But this gear was fitted for me. There's a set of armor that's up there, that's up here for you tonight. But you've got to answer that call. It's personalized. It'll fit just you. I could call any one of you out, and I won't ask you to because I've got it sitting on blankets because I don't want to make anything a mess up here. But I'm going to tell you something. If I called you to come put this on, it's not going to fit you, is it? If I remember the book right, y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not above that, y'all, so y'all correct me if I'm wrong. But I believe it was David. What did he go after the Goliath with? He used what fit him, didn't he? The other armor was too big. It fell off of him. He hadn't proved it. It was none effect. So tonight, church, we need to come to training. Well, where are you going with that, preacher? Tonight, well, just like we said, right here. Anybody ever put a hair mask on? Probably besides Stan or a couple of others. There's a handful in here. You put that on and don't know how to turn this bottle on and you plug that thing up, you won't wear it long, I can tell you that. When you, and it sucks to your face, you won't wear it long. So do you see what I'm talking about? We need to know. We need to be trained tonight. We need to know how to use this. Can I tell you something? One of the first things that they teach us, if we're tuned in and we're turned on and we get a call and we respond to that call and we're the first ones on the scene, we try to tell what we find and what's the next thing we're going to do, I'm going to ask for more help. So let me tell you something, children. Tonight in training, it's okay to ask for some help tonight. You know what? It's not time to be too proud. I'm just telling you tonight, children, we need to ask for more help. That's the first thing we do when we roll up on the scene. Once we assess, Aaron, how many people have you ever got out of a car wreck by yourself? Not many. Not many. You had to call some backup. Had to call for some help. So do you see where we're going with that tonight, Brother Stan? You don't have to do this alone. Because let me tell you something. Whatever you're going through tonight, somebody else will be right there with you. You know what? That's what we need, church, is a church family. You know what? Just like with a rescue squad, it's a little bit different. I'm calling the fire for the fire department. I'm calling a rescue squad for a rescue. See what we're talking about tonight? Hey, I'm calling the pastor when I've got this problem. But you know what? I'm calling my brother Stan when I've got this problem. Do you see what we're talking about tonight? And you know what? We need to be ready to forbear one another. We need to bear one another's burdens tonight. And I told you, it might not be a whole lot of preaching tonight. But you know what? I just wanted to get this thought off of my heart and off of my chest this morning or this afternoon. But you know what? This right here, this is a medical bag. It's got medical supplies in it. This right here will help. Can I tell you something else? This right here is a medical bag. Did y'all know that? This right here is a medical bag. Anything you need. That's right, Brother Stan. I didn't get it out. It's because there's none in it, but there's an oxygen bottle in this bag. There's a few splints. So I can help assist you along the way, but can I tell you something? There's not enough in this bag to sustain you. Okay? You know what I'm talking about tonight? We're going to have to answer the call tonight to help one another. You know what? This is going to help you just for a minute. But you know what we need to do? Hey, while we're over here praying for this issue we've got going on, hey, we need to holler at the other side of the church. Say, hey, come on, we need to help. We need to help. So when we've got a brother or sister in need, you know what we need to do? Too many times we want to walk by them and let them sit here alone. But you know what? It's time we start answering the call to pray with our brothers and sisters. If somebody hits this old-fashioned altar tonight, there ought to be a burden on, or a calling, let's have it that way, on somebody's heart tonight to come pray with them. How many of you prayed by yourself right here? But how many of you felt the old hand on your back? Not even asked you a word, just pray with you tonight. That's what we need tonight. But you know what? We're going to have to come to church. That's where we're going to get training. I was thinking about with the fire department. The fire department, we roll up on a fire, and heaven forbid there's a building on fire. I can't fight that fire by myself, children. You know what? Just like this church, it's going to take the church. The pastor here, if he doesn't have any people here, he can preach all he wants to, unless he puts every message on Facebook. It goes out to just the empty walls in here. So we need each other tonight. Church, don't think that you're not important to the church house. Well, I don't do nothing but just come to church. Bless God, that's all right. Keep coming. Keep answering that call to come to church tonight. That's what we need. That's where we're going to draw that strength tonight, is by answering those calls. Let's be turned on. Let's be tuned in, and let's be trained up. Tomorrow night, we're going on visitation. How many of you have never been on visitation? Nobody raised their hand. So I'm asking you, when you answer that call tomorrow night, so you're telling me you are trained and ready to answer the call to go visiting tomorrow night. Let me ask you another question. Are you trained and are you ready to lead somebody to the Lord with this right here? Are you? I'm not trying to call you out. I'm just telling you like it is. You know what? I had to learn. You know what? I had to come on. Children, come on to Bible school. Come on when we're having revival. That's where we're going to get help. That's where we're going to get the training. Just like on these calls or these fire calls, they use the fire department because I'm more into the fire department than the rescue squad right at the moment, if you have it that way. But let me tell you something. When you get on the scene of a fire with a fire truck, you got to have people, Brother Steen. You said you retired out. I've not fought many fires by myself. If there's a fire, somebody's got to bring some water, don't they? Well, once you get there, somebody's got to be able to squirt that water, don't they? If I've answered the call, this ain't hooked up to no water, so it ain't going to get y'all. But if it was, if I answered the call and run this call by myself and did this and didn't have anybody else backing me up, I'm no effect. You see what we're talking about tonight, children? We need each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. I didn't say me, I said you. That's what we need tonight, is each and every one of you. So that way when those calls do come out, we're ready. You know what? I like driving a fire truck. I just like to drive the big truck. But you know, it's no good if I don't know how to run that truck when I get it there. If I pull up on that scene, Stan grabs that line and he's waiting on me to give him water. If I don't know what lever to pull and how to put that pump in gear and get him water to the end of that, I'm no effect to him. See what we're talking about? He's on the end of that. He's fighting the fire. He's got to have water coming for me, but I've got to be knowing that he's there, manning the pump, and knowing how much water I've got. I've got to let somebody else know, hey, I need some more water. Say, tonight, church, can I just ask you to answer the call that I'm calling out for? I need some more help tonight. I need some more prayers for this old boy. How about that way? You know, I've got problems. You know, I'm not perfect. I got problems tonight. So I'm throwing the call. I'm sounding the call. I'm calling in and asking for your help tonight, children. You know what? We've got to go stand this Sunday, and I'm not trying to talk about a church by no means, but there's problems in that church. You know, they need help. They need somebody to go help them, you know, and it's our call to go this Sunday, so I want to be right where I need to be. But can I tell you something? I need your prayers tonight to help to know when, if it's my turn to stand out there and open that water hose to try to deliver a message, that I've had prayers behind me. That I've had prayers behind me. Just like we asked Aaron about a car wreck. Heaven forbid one of you ever have that. But you know what? When you call in, Brother Gavin, can I use you for an example? The other night when your dad fell out, what if when you called, no one was there to answer that call? That's hard to think about that right there, Brother Tim. That's hard to think about. When he was in need and he called in, nobody answered that call. Can I tell you something? How do you think God feels when he sends a call and nobody answers? Because I'm going to tell you something, children. This right here, when this goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you just got into bed about 2 hours ago and got to be up in 2 hours, it's hard to get up out of that bed sometimes, isn't it, Brother Tim? Isn't it hard to get up out of that bed? Can I tell you something? Too many times, this thing's got a reset button on it. I hit that reset button, I go back to bed. How many of you have ever hit the reset button on God's call? I see a few people nodding their heads. I told you tonight might not be a lot of hard or heavy preaching tonight, but I just want to lay this thought on your heart tonight about how are you going to answer that call. I want to close with this. You think about tonight, and like I said, there again, I'm not promoting the fire department or the rescue squad, and I'm not downing them either way. Please don't take it that way. But I just wanted you to see some examples tonight of how you can answer a call. Tonight, somebody may be called to preach. I don't know. We don't know. There's been several preachers called out of this church. So let me ask you something. Why would God stop calling now? And I'm just asking. Maybe he is, but are we hitting that reset button? When he was calling us, oh boy, I hit it a bunch of times. I wanted to be sure. I'm just telling you. That's where I'm at, Brother Stan. But you know what? Tonight, let's be turned on. Let's be tuned in. And let's be trained up. Miss Tina, if you will, you come start playing softly. The altar is open tonight. I told you I didn't even get into the second bottle of water. But tonight, I want you to look around. I will close with this. I feel like the Lord, it would be all right with the Lord to do so. On this right here, when we answer the call, we've talked about the fire department, about the rescue squad, about EMS, about the different services. But you know what? When that call comes out, I can key up and answer that call. I can say, I've answered this call, Brother Tim. You know what? If we are running a call together with fire departments, I can key up, Brother Tim, I'm on the way. Now, we'll do it a little bit different way. But you know what? It's a good feeling to know that there's people coming. That you got people coming. There's nothing worse than having to tell them, hey, we got a medic crew. Hey, Gavin, I'm on the phone with you. Yeah, I've got an ambulance coming to you, but it's going to be there in 45 minutes. I don't want to have to tell you that. I want to be able to tell you they're coming and they'll be there. You know why? Because I've heard them answer that call, Brother Stan. You know what? Too many times when they key up on this radio, now when they talk on the radio, they use numbers. That's just communication that they chose to use over the radio. But you know what the Bible says? That God chose the foolish to preach and to confound the wise. So tonight, if you're not in the fire service or rescue service or EMS service, you might not know what's being said over this radio. But if you're sitting here tonight and you're not saved, you probably don't understand of anything of what we tried to teach on or preach on tonight. So let me tell you something. That's part of training as well. When you get saved and you get turned on and tuned in, then you start understanding what the meaning of the blood is. Then we start understanding the true meaning of the resurrection. And then we start understanding the meaning of having an advocate with the Father right now that's sitting on the right hand making intercessions for you and I right now tonight. Tonight, I'm asking you, altar's open, who's going to answer your call tonight?